And then they have the back, which is they usually cut it into two pieces crossways. And then the part that back in last piece, they said they call that the part that last part that goes over the fence.
Yeah. What's the difference between a broiler and a fryer and that kind of thing?
Well, a broiler is about maybe 2 months old chicken that's just young. You're broiling. And a fryer is a full grown before it gets to be a hen or rooster. You fry them.
Uh-huh. Okay. What kinds of sausage are there?
Well, there are pork sausage. Some makes have beef sausage. They put, then they have what they call little pig sausage. That's pork sausage, too, just stuffed in the small intestine and tied, you know, small.
Uh-huh.
But they have beef sausage and pork sausage. They have a little pork in with the beef and put sage and stuff in it. Beef sausage.
Uh-huh. What do you call that kind of thing that they serve at a baseball game, that you can get at a baseball game?
I don't know.
It has a red kind of sausage in the middle and a long bun. And
oh, hot dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hot dog.
Okay. What do you call a kind of sandwich that's about this long and it's in a big bun that you cut this way? It has a bunch of different kinds of meat and different kinds of cheese and lettuce and tomato. Do you have a name for that?
Cheeseburger? No.
It's bigger than this. It's long. It's like this.
Yeah. Corny dog? No. No, that's a hot dog one. I don't know.
What kind of a drink would you drink with a sandwich or something?
Well, you usually drink. Some people drink beer, mm-hmm. and then they drink Coke or orange juice or a Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh.
Some of them drink beer.
When you say Coke, do you mean different kinds of stuff like that, or does it have to be Coca-Cola?
It'd be any drink you like, Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper or orange or whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What other names do you know for beer?
They have Pabst Blue Ribbon, Schlitz.
Other than
Jack's.
Brand names, except for brand names.
Oh, Tall Boy.
Okay.
And Canadian Club.
Okay. What would you call a finger ring with a really big stone in it that somebody might take off when they wash the dishes?
A diamond? No. A safe key? A wedding ring?
Okay. Okay. What do you call shorts that are knee length?
Shorts or tights?
Shorts.
No, they are pillow pushers.
Okay, are those men's or women's?
Either one. That's okay. What my daughter wearing.
Okay.
No, they wearing culottes.
What's that?
They're the skirt shorts. She wears shorts now. Anyway, they supposed to wear, the men's wear shorts, postman in the summer. And they said the women's had to wear culottes, which is a skirt, you know, but now they wear shorts too, come to their knees, but long black stocking.
What do you call something that comes down to about here, not all the way to your ankle?
Pillow pushers.
Okay. Is that for men or women?
Women's.
Okay. What about something that comes up to about here, above your knee?
Tights.
Okay. All right. And would you call it a certain kind of shorts?
Shorts, I guess.
Okay. What would you call clothes that had been owned by somebody else before you got them?
Secondhand.
Okay. What if they were owned like you were, say you were a child and they'd been owned by your big sister first? What would you call it?
Hand me down.
Okay. What would you call very fashionable or good looking clothes?
Stylish.
Okay.